Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Portland Trailblazers, they got an interesting little weekend. It's an interesting little season they're having. They've lost three of their last four.
They were pretty lucky to win Friday night in San Antonio, too.
Yeah, and five of their last seven. So they're on a little bit of a struggle bus here. No Damian Lillard for their mini road trip. He sat out against San Antonio. They were down by as many 16 in that one.
Came back and won.
It was a good win. And then Charlotte yesterday, I mean, the story of that game was the first quarter because they outscored them the rest of the way, and they gave up 44 in the first quarter. It's a 20-point deficit. There you go. Dig yourself out. No Damian Lillard. It should be noted again in both games. He rested, so that was the good news. But we didn't see... And Charlotte, Derrick Jones Jr.
Nope.
In fact, Derrick Jones Jr.'s minutes have, they've been up and down all season.
Yeah, we've highlighted that a few times over the last couple of weeks. Like, why is he not playing more?
And Rondae Hollis Jefferson actually got the start, which you'd see that and you'd go, isn't that like just a thicker Derrick Jones Jr.?
There's your secret
Except
weapon.
Not in the league until Portland signed him. And yes, that is the case. He started. Derrick Jones got a DNP. And here is what Terry Stotts had to say. Jason Quick asked him about, why did you not play Derrick Jones Jr. at all?
It wasn't about not playing him at all. It was about getting Rondae, giving him in the starting lineup, providing some energy, honestly. We got him for 10 more days. I thought it was a good matchup for him. It wasn't about not playing Derrick at all. That's kind of the way it played out, but that wasn't necessarily the plan going into it. But that was the reason. It wasn't a decision to not play Derrick.
Okay.
It's Derrick Jones Jr. He's not just some player. He was your guy's top free agent signing, and he's theoretically one of your best defenders. How does he not get in a game like this?
Well, I'm not going to disparage Derrick. I just thought it was the best move for the team at this point.
So there's Jason Quick asking him about Derrick Jones Jr. And the minutes for him are as follows: 11 minutes, 12 minutes, 15, 18, 14, 15. And he played 19 against San Antonio. To me, this isn't so much about Derrick Jones Jr. He just does not give you much of anything offensively. No. I don't think you should not be playing him. He obviously, to Quick's point, is he's one of your better defenders. I think what Terry's argument would be for the people who are frustrated by just that move is, does he do enough defensively to warrant making up for not doing anything offensively? He can hit threes at a decent clip. So you're kind of, it's a trade-off, I think, in Terry's eyes. I'm not defending the move. Again, you should not be playing him. But I think this was a huge move because it's not, again, about Derrick Jones Jr. And if you play him, you win this game or you're winning the West. To me, it is what Jason said. That's your biggest free agent pull that you had this offseason.
Yeah, because Covington and Cantor were trades.
He's got a player opt-out after this year. It's about 9.7 next. So if he thinks he can go get a two-year deal for 13, 14, 15 million, maybe he'll make that decision given his lack of playing time here and falling out of the rotation a little bit. I think it's fair to ask this, no matter where they're at in the standings, and they're lucky that Dallas is also playing like dog crap.
Yeah, they've lost 5 out of 7 as well.
Because they're lockstep with each other of what they have not been doing. I think they've both lost 5 of their last 7 games here. So they're not slipping in the standings, but they're not gaining traction, and they can't beat the better teams in this league. Is it fair? I think it's fair to ask, and I want to get your thoughts. Has Terry Stotts lost this team?
Sure feels like it right now. The way that they're playing, the lack of energy in some of these games. You give up 44 points in the first quarter against Charlotte. That's a team that has been struggling, to say it lightly, lately. It's inexcusable. I mean, they shot like 75-80% from the floor in the first quarter, just getting open look after open look after open look. You dig yourself a huge hole. And these kind of games, especially if you want to fight for that sixth seed or maybe try and move up a little bit in the standings, you can't afford to lose games like this at the end of the season. We only got a month left in the regular season. But the thing with Jones that made me kind of chuckle, like, whatever, you want to make changes to the lineup, that's fine. Jones has not been great this year. I don't think anybody would argue that he has. I think he gives you something on the defensive end of the floor. But again, as you mentioned, you're weighing that balance of what are you losing offensively. It's just weird to me, like, that's the battle that he picked.
Well,
all the lineup changes you could have made, like, that's fine. He's not a great shooter. I get it. He's only made, in the entire month of April, he has made 3 3-pointers. Now, he stopped shooting as much as he used to. He used to average 3 or 4 3-point attempts per game, and now it's down to basically 1 so far in the month of April. And he's only playing 14 minutes a game this month. Last month, he played 23 minutes, so his minutes are way down. He's not shooting the ball as much, but if you're going to take that trade off and say, well, he's not giving us anything offensively, I would argue your biggest issue is defense, is your defense. And so having him in there would help a little bit. And if you're going to weigh those trade off things, why wouldn't you cut the minutes of a guy like Carmelo Anthony, who I know had a decent game last night, but had a stretch for like 3 weeks where he wasn't making a shot. He was going 3 for 14 every night. He wasn't helping you offensively. He wasn't helping you defensively. He wasn't grabbing rebounds. He doesn't pass the basketball. So it was just kind of a weird, like, this is your hill. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson is your answer. If that's your answer at this point in the season, you're screwed.
I didn't really understand the move just on the whole, like, even the narrative of he's on a 10-day contract. Want to see what we have. It's like,
he's on a 10-day contract for a reason.
Yeah. No team picked him up. And look, I hope Rondae Hollis-Jefferson lands in the league, but like, I'm kind of with you. And look, this doesn't mean again that they're going to win or lose more games, but to your point, in the month of March, when he played 23 and a half minutes, so he had 9 more minutes per game, he was shooting 37% from three versus now he's shooting 27% from three.
He's having a bad month shooting the ball.
Well, but he's not playing.
Right.
That's 9 minutes. That's a legit amount of minutes for a player like him. And it's, what does that equate to on an average 1 3 made per game? It's not a, you know, alternating move. It's just, to me, I think it's another indication of what this season has been for them, that this is the guy they went out and got to say, hey, we add him with Rocco and these are our big additions. And I think you play both sides, and if you play the Terry side, it's what he does defensively is not enough to make them a great defensive team, so you're just losing offense. I think that's how Terry is viewing this, but I think he's lost the team.
Yeah.
And I could be wrong on this, but you got a huge 4-game swing coming up. Dame is going to play, which is going to be a saving grace. I don't know what the Clippers are going to do with Paul George and Kawhi if they both play. I have no faith they're going to win that game.
Well, you got back-to-back against Denver right after that.
And you get Denver, who's still going to be okay even without Murray, because they've got maybe the league MVP in Jokic. And then Memphis is a somewhat surging team who is below you in the standings. So we'll see what they do. But it just doesn't feel like anything is getting through to this. Like, have you noticed that these teams like Charlotte, they shoot at a high clip? I think at one point they had missed 2 shots the whole first quarter.
Yeah.
You notice that trend happening to them over and over. Oh, they never usually shoot 78%. Oh, right. They can't miss. I don't think it's a coincidence that those are happening against Portland. That can't be some random thing that happens from time to time.
It's not an outlier anymore. It happens all the time.
When did they have a contested 3 in the first quarter?
Well, it's awful.
Yeah.
And when Terry's asked about it, when he's asked about it, his go-to is just like, it's a mindset. And it's like, yeah, I get it. There's an element of me that I think coaching only does so much in the NBA. It is predicated a lot on the attitude and way you attack as a player a little more so than the coach. Is Frank Vogel a great coach? Because he sure sucked in Orlando.
Right.
But you go to LeBron James's team and you win a championship, and now people think you're something versus what they used to think. So coaching to me will only go so far. But what I don't like is there has been no changes or adjustments in the offensive side of the ball with when Dame gets doubled. There's been no adjustments or changes defensively, and you can't keep giving us the answer of it's a mindset. We need to be more aggressive. Like, okay, but like, that's not changing. I think Mike Richmond, homie of the show, on the Q&A last night, he jumped onto the post game and basically said, Yeah, but at this point, like, isn't that something to be addressing? Is that this continues to happen?
Right.
You got 20-some games left?
You told us. We talked to him at the All-Star break. What did he say the goal was? To be in the top half defensively.
And I heard his entire post-game press conference because I wanted to talk about this. And you know what he noted? He noted that Jusuf Nurkić is rounding into form, which I think you can argue or push back on. Maybe he is. I
think their defensive ratings are slightly better since he's returned to the starting
lineup. With Norman Powell trade and Jusuf Nurkić playing, Terry said something to the effect of, I think they're rated 16th in defense.
Yeah.
What are you pointing at? Oh, is that on the headed in the right direction clip? I'll get to that in the next segment. But yeah, he points to these little metrics and... To me, I think they just ring hollow. It's like, you need to prove this a little more than giving me a statistical sample size of like three games. I need to see it, and I'm not seeing it. And I defended the guy, but this looks like a team, despite where they stand in the West and in the playoff picture, it looks like a team it's just stale. They're tuning it out. They're playing, and some nights they're close, and other nights they're getting their ass kicked.
Yeah, some nights it clicks. And one other thing I do want to bring up, and it's important, I think, for the future of the organization, is what kept me confident and positive during all the injuries was the way that C.J. McCollum had played at the start of the year, and I'm going to continue to bring this up since he's come back. He's played 18 games now since returning from his injury. They're 10-8 in those games, so they're slightly above .500. They've gotten drilled by almost every good team that they played outside of Boston was the only game that they were close in. That's been a continuing theme all season. But his numbers have gone back to the C.J. McCollum that we've all known, right? His numbers are exactly what they were the last handful of years, where he's averaging barely over 20 points a game. His three-point percentage is now down to 35%, I believe, or so since he came back, which isn't terrible because he's shooting a lot of them.
I don't think either.
I'm just saying.
Are you saying it's a CJ thing?
I'm not saying it's a CJ thing. I'm saying that we all, at the start of the year, looked at this for the first 2 weeks and said, finally, CJ's playing at an all-star level. Why hasn't CJ been an all-star? Hey, here's this all-star. He's an all-NBA player. He's the same old CJ, which is a good player, but not worthy of a max contract. And that was always my big fear, was the start of the season was this small sample size that maybe we were overreacting to, but it's all we had to go off of. And he was playing at an all-time level. And since he's come, it's 18 games now. It's a large sample size. And it's not the number two that I think we were all hoping would return.
Well, I think, that's always been the narrative that's a long-standing narrative now for multiple seasons of just that backcourt in general. And to your point, I don't know how realistic it was to expect him to shoot 44% from three coming back from the injury. I do think he was good on the road trip. I think you take a 1-1 road trip without Dame. That's kind of the example of what the team's going to look like in the future. Cause I don't have a lot of confidence they're going to make ground shattering moves with the roster if they flame out in the first round or get swept in the second round. I just don't have that confidence. So I think it's kind of, you have to just accept that this might be what Neil Olshey wants. He might want to just ride out the Dame CJ thing. To me, it's a little deeper than CJ, and I think it's coaching, unfortunately. And I think part of that is not that Terry Stotts is not a good coach or doesn't know what he's doing. It's more so just, you know it when you see it on any other team, a team that looks checked out from what the message is from the head guy. And to me, there's been indicators of this.